You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Three slices.
You
elevate.
Can try.
Oh.
You can't beat her.
That's where we are right now, according to Universal.
Dang.
Thank you, Universal Hub.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Universal Hub on Twitter is fantastic. If you don't follow them, at Universal Hub. They have a lot of good stuff on there. All right, Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, anytime. Katie is from Brockton. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
I understand, Katie, you are a diehard, diehard, over-the-top, losing-your-mind Jesse McCartney fan.
Something like that, yeah. He yes. had my first concert back in, like, I don't know, 2008 or something.
Oh, right. That's amazing.
The Jonas Brothers opened for him.
Are you kidding me?
Joe Bro and Jesse McCartney, same show?
Yeah. I would pass out.
You got to do the 10-year challenge. You got to take a picture of you from that show and then a picture of you at this Jesse McCartney
yes.
show. McCartney show.
Yeah, it was at the music circuit. So
oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so cool.
I'm dying.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Katie.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself the $100. She is now headed over to that soundproof studio. Of course, she won't be able to hear any of these questions. And after you're done, we'll bring her back in. Whoever gets the most right wins. Kennedy with 2,515 wins, only 213 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. You ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Gladys Knight is going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. What were Gladys Knight's backup singers called?
Oh, I don't know.
Question number two. Bruce Willis in Samuel L. Jackson's new movie Glass is looking to make $4 million in its preview night. What other Bruce Willis movie series did Samuel Jackson show up in, helping Willis' character save New York?
Was it Evan Almighty?
Question number three. Nacho fries will return to Taco Bell menus on Thursday, January 24th.
I'm still reeling from the last question. I'm sorry. I wasn't even paying attention.
I just got to keep moving.
Yeah, no. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Honestly.
What is Taco Bell's tagline?
Live Ma.
Question number four. Full House star Jodie Sweetin turning 37 Saturday. Which Tanner girl does she play on that show?
Stephanie.
Question. It's so weird to me what people know and don't know.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. No. It's what's important.
It's what
in
makes
world.
You, you.
Miley Cyrus denied recent rumors she's pregnant using the viral meme of an egg. What is the new song she has out right now with Mark Ronson?
Oh, she did it on SNL. I can't think of what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
All right, Wrecking Ball 2.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
The Reckoning.
That's actually pretty good.
I know.
I'm here for that.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
You and I are going to make that song.
I'm down.
Katie got 2 out of 5.
Woohoo! I love Katie.
Just excited to be here, guys. Just excited to be here.
I hear you.
She did give
smile and wave.
She did give one of the all-time great answers that we just completely ignored.
It's so good.
All right, when I...
We'll go.
Question number one, Kennedy. These are tough. Gladys Knight is going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. What were Gladys Knight's backup singers called?
The Pips.
Gladys Knight and the Pips. 1-0. Question number two. Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson's new movie Glass is looking to make a $4 million... looking to make $4 million in its preview night for Thursday. Which other Bruce Willis movie series did Samuel Jackson show up in, helping Willis' character save NYC?
Die Hard. It's getting garbage reviews.
I literally have no idea.
You want to tell?
Seen a Die Hard?
She chose Bruce Willis's Evan Almighty.
Honey, you have to watch Die Hard. What do you watch at Christmas?
Sheesh. That's not a Christmas
movie. Don't start a fight.
Shots fired, Katie.
I just.
The first one is absolutely.
Katie just got another one wrong.
I just docked 2 points off you, Katie. Katie got a Mel. Die Hard, not a Christmas
That's
movie.
Just crazy
That's
talk
adorable.
Right there.
All right.
There's one, Miracle on 34th Street, and then there's Die Hard.
2-0. Question number three. Nacho fries will return to Taco Bell menus on Thursday, January 24th.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Nacho
what
Christmas
is
movie.
Taco Bell's tagline?
It's not Run for the Border anymore, is it? Is it Fourth Meal anymore? What the hell is it? Run for the Border.
Mm. Liv Moss.
Oh.
Liv Moore.
Thank you, Salt.
2-1. Question number 4. Full House star Jodie Sweetin turning 37 on Saturday. Which Tanner girl does she play on the show?
I don't know.
Okay, good.
It's not going to help you win.
Tied at 2. Question number 5.
What was it?
Stephanie. Miley Cyrus denied recent rumors she's pregnant using that viral meme of an egg. What is the new song she has out with Mark Ronson?
I don't know.
Okay, great. Nothing breaks like a heart, Kennedy.
Those are tough.
2-0 is the final score.
Katie's like, I'm just here for the Jesse McCartney tickets. Stop making fun of me, Forever Almighty.
That's an adjusted score. That's an adjusted score. She went
so, honey, what
nil.
Are you going to do before the next time you talk to us?
Go watch Die Hard.
That's my girl. Good girl. Good girl.
Kennedy gets the win, Katie, but you do get those Jesse McCartney concert tickets. House of Blues, January 22nd. You enjoy that show, okay?
I will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Katie from Brockton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.